Myanmar's military junta tightened the net around leaders of a string of protests today. Homes of known activists and their friends were raided while photographs were distributed in a Yangon-wide manhunt. Mark Furmaner is the director of the Burma Campaign UK. He told us the situation requires a robust international response.
It's a very serious crackdown that is taking place in Burma at the moment. The strategy of the regime seems to be to try to behead the democracy movement, to arrest any of the leaders, to take them off the streets so they can't organise any further protests. I mean, these protests now, we're on day 11 of these demonstrations that have been taking place despite the arrest, despite the intimidation. So it's one of the most significant developments we've seen internally in Burma for many, many years. Sadly, the people that have been arrested are facing up to 20 years in jail. They'll be facing the most brutal forms of torture, from simulated drowning to electric shocks to beatings to burnings to what's known as the iron rod, where an iron rod is rubbed up and down on the shins underneath the knee until the flesh and the skin is worn away and the rod is rubbing on bare bone. This is going to be happening right now in Burma's jails, yet all we've seen from the international community is condemnation but no action. We haven't even seen a discussion at the Security Council or by European Union foreign ministers yet. So there needs to be a proper international response to this, not just words, because that's what we've had for the past 20 years.